From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Already facing curtailments in irrigation supplies, farmers in Northern California's Klamath Basin are dealing with additional challenges after a cold and windy spring. The winds further dried up crop fields at planting time and blew dust from fallowed fields across vast parts of the agricultural landscape. Farmers there are getting 15% or less of their allotment of water from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation through the federal Klamath Water Project. The USDA and the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy signed a memorandum of understanding to continue working toward the dairy industry's 2050 environmental stewardship goals. The MOU also addresses growing consumer demand for food produced in a way that's good for the planet. The Innovation Center's environmental stewardship goals include achieving greenhouse gas neutrality, optimizing water use while maximizing recycling, and improving water quality. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association filed comments on the Securities and Exchange Commission's controversial greenhouse gas disclosure rule. The rule would require publicly traded companies to disclose their direct energy electricity consumption and supply chain emissions, creating a burden on cattle producers who supply beef to publicly traded processors, restaurants, and retailers. NCBA President Don Schiffelbein says with cattle producers already facing record inflation, rising input costs, and labor shortages, another bureaucratic rule is a burden we can't afford. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.